Tuesday, May 20th, Feast of St. Bernardine of Siena. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Happy the man found without fault, who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money, nor in treasures. Who is he that we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life. He has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned, but did not, could have done evil, but would not, so that his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 through 29. At that time, Peter said to Jesus, "Behold, we have left all and followed thee. What then shall we have?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the seat of his majesty, you also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall possess life everlasting." Haydock Commentary. What confidence is this in Peter? He had been but a fisherman, always poor, living by his industry, and gaining his bread by the sweat of his brow. Yet with great confidence he says, "We have left all." So says St. Jerome. St. Gregory says, "For we are not to consider what he left, but the will with which he has left his all." He leaves a great deal who reserves nothing for himself. It is a great matter to quit all, though the things we leave be very inconsiderable in themselves. Do we not observe with how great affection we love what we already have, and how earnestly we search after what we have not? It is on this account that St. Peter and his brother St. Andrew left much, because they denied themselves even the desire and inclination of possessing anything. St. Augustine says, "Though I have not been rich, I shall not on that account receive a less reward. For the apostles, who have done the same thing with me, were no richer than myself. He therefore leaves all the world, who leaves all he has, and the desire of ever having more." The regeneration Jesus Christ refers to is the general resurrection, because there will then be a renovation of the human body and of the whole world. The promise which is here made to the apostles of sitting on thrones at the general judgment and passing the sentence on the 12 tribes of Israel must not be understood as limited to the apostles or to the Jews, for St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:2 that not only he, but also many of the Corinthians to whom he was writing would judge not merely the 12 tribes, but the whole world, and moreover the angels themselves. It is the opinion of many of the fathers, St. Jerome, St. Augustine, St. Gregory, and others, that all apostolical men, that is, such as renouncing the goods of this life, adhere to Christ in mind and affection, and by every possible means promote his reign and the propagation of his gospel, will be so far honored as to sit in judgment with him at the general resurrection. You shall receive 100-fold. In St. Mark we read, 100-fold now in this time and in the world to come, life everlasting, which 100-fold is to be understood of the blessings in this life, of interior consolations, of the peace of a good conscience, and in general of spiritual gifts and graces, which are much more valuable than all temporal goods. And besides these spiritual graces in this world, he shall have everlasting glory in the world to come. Our Savior does not here lay down a precept of separating from wives, but, as when he before said, "He that loses his life for my sake shall find it," he did not counsel, much less command us to lay violent hands upon ourselves. So here he teaches us to prefer the duties of piety to every other consideration. So says St. John Chrysostom. The reward will be 100-fold by the accumulation of spiritual gifts and graces in this life, infinitely superior to all we have left, and the inheritance of life eternal in the next.